The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have that chance, let's face the music and dance.
We got this. We'll face the music and we'll dance, baby. 9:06 with Piscopo in the Morning with Frankie Five Burrows and Big Al. And Debbie, you know, so the storm's coming in, as you heard Joe Lumberg, who Joe just emailed me pictures of him on his bike rides. He does 100 miles at a time. Look at that. It's the middle of nowhere. Look at these guys. And look at that. The big roads out in the middle of the country like this. This is a huge, this guy is like an animal out there. And a fine weatherman indeed. Because you know what? He has pinpointed the storm's going to come in tonight. And then you know what? It's going to be pretty bad going in and out of the city tomorrow. Not so bad as it is coming out of the city tomorrow. So you may want to hang in and change your plans. And now they've been so accurate, the last couple of storms, that I would just be careful. Thousands, by the way, still out of power. My kids' school, both we're streaming online, am970answer.com. Sometimes I forget that you're there. Hello, eavesdropping on us, are you? And you can watch on your smart phone or on your computer on am970answer.com. Both the kids' schools, the middle school and the high school, were canceled because they have no power. And I haven't seen a government official explain anything to us. Anything. Now, I have such immense respect for the utility companies, because in our area, the trees went down and people are going, no, we were fine, Joe. We were fine. No, out in West Jersey, out in Hunterdon County, we got slammed. Trees went down and the crews are doing a great job. Comcast was out forever, but Comcast is out all the time anyway. So I can't tell. You know what I mean? I can't tell if Comcast is working or not. They're always down. But this time particularly, they were out for a couple of days. I don't even know if I still have got it back. So it would be nice to have an official from the state step up the way Governor Christie did in such a stellar fashion, like him or not, and just took charge of the situation, say, here's where we're out, here's what we're doing, let's fix this. You know, but honestly, there's Sandy victims that still haven't been helped. The government, man, I'm telling you, it's the government. They don't know what everything's for a political purpose. Politics is such an industry, they forget why they're there, to help us. Drives me crazy. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock, Jersey Joe on the radio. Mark Serrano's joining us momentarily. There's a lot going on. When's opening day? Look at this, opening day with the Yankees, Monday, April 2nd. I'm just saying, Yanks are coming to town, baseball season, yay. Maybe the weather will just kind of work with us a little bit, hopefully. Warm up a little bit, right? Frankie, news-wise, I'm glad Mike broke down.
News-wise, Matt Harvey pitched three scoreless innings yesterday.
Oh, good. He's feeling okay.
He's looking better. So.
All right, Mets fans, surrounded by Mets. Surrounded by Mets fans. Hey, like Mike Gallagher was saying about this Nunberg situation, much ado about nothing. I mean, they started it. I think even the networks, even the MSNBC said, whoops, maybe we shouldn't have put Sam on at that given. Maybe that was a little much, because they're so, and this is what drives me crazy, and you could call and let me know, they're so hell-bent on bringing down this president. As opposed to just like when, and this is a great analogy that someone called before, when Barack Obama came to New Jersey during Sandy, Governor Christie goes up to Barack Obama, says, welcome to New Jersey, knowing we need a lot of money to fix this, right? We need a lot of money to fix this. And you know what? Everybody just got off, got crazy over Governor Christie. It was he hugged the president. He didn't hug the president. He was just doing what was right. And now you think they would support the president? Let's just work on the issues. And if they work on the issues, you're not going to have these, I think, terrible things happening around the country. And if you don't agree with the tariffs, let's talk about it. Or DACA, let's talk about it. But they just go on with this Russian collusion thing. I am embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for the mainstream media. They're grabbing at anybody just to take down this president. It is so ridiculously obvious. And the Star Ledger as well. And not that I hate that. I don't want to slam the press because I am a fan of the press. There's some great journalists, and I watch them and I follow them. But when the Star Ledger, I'm holding in my hands now, you know, it says, with thousands still reeling, new storm to strike. With thousands still reeling. If there was a conservative in office, the Star Ledger would say, Republicans disregard humanity. I mean, that would be the headlines. And I'm just saying, fair is fair. And where is the public official? And if it's not Governor Murphy, get at least a point person, the Office of Emergency, whatever that is, Office of Emergency Crisis, whatever, get somebody up there. We got nothing. Everybody is just, it's just a takedown, whether it's, you know, the Republican in New Jersey or whether it's a conservative, almost conservative Donald J. Trump in the White House. And with, in regards to the Russian collusion, it's a joke and they got to stop it. And they're not stopping it, Frankie.
No, it won't stop. It will continue to the eighth year of his administration.
It will go right through, right? And how much do you think SpongeBob Mueller, thank you, Charlie Finch, SpongeBob Mueller will make personally? How much money do you
estimate? That's a good question.
$10 million? Tell me roughly.
I can't see it. He's got a lot of money himself already, I'm sure, so I can't see him using this as an opportunity to line his own pockets. But, that's one of the problems, Joe, is I think that's one of the reasons you see so much interest in the Nunberg interviews is because it's rare to have a federal grand jury subpoena for an independent counsel, the details of which play out on television. So I think there needs to be a lot more transparency in this Mueller probe. So everyone's praising Mueller for the lack of leaks, and that's a good thing, I guess. But I think the points you raise are good. How much are each of these attorneys that are working for him making? How much are they spending overall? What are they spending money on?
$20 million at this
Why
point.
Are they accountable
yep,
to
yep,
no one?
Yep. I can't figure it out. And no one to oversee it all. And it's very, very frustrating.
It's such a missed opportunity by the Democrats to genuinely put forward a contrasting vision of how the country should go on foreign policy, on the economy, on transforming politics itself. Instead, the only thing that I know the National Democrats stand for
anti-Trump.
Is I hate Donald Trump and we're going to get to the bottom of this Russian collusion.
I know, that is not
a winning message at all.
And I hear it out of the governors of New York and New Jersey.
And Joe, while Trump does have a very poor approval rating, his approval rating now is actually higher than the day he was elected. So keep that in mind, that for everybody making it out as if Trump is, just renting time in the White House, don't be so sure. I think he's looking very good for 2020.
And Mark Serrano will break that down for us coming up momentarily. 13 after 9 o'clock. What's frustrating, too, is when I see the governors of New York and New Jersey go anti-Trump everything. Yet, and then when there's an immigration situation with DACA, with Dreamers, they're all over that. They show up. You can't do this. We're going to go to the church and we're going to tell these people, you have sanctuary here. I will not let Donald Trump take you down. And then when something really hurts the people, like no power. We had no power. There's no, like the antiquated grids that are running. There's crickets. They run for the hills. They have no, the problem with the progressive socialists wanting to put themselves in power, using politics as an industry, they forget about the people more than anything else. Politically, I got nothing in the game. But Republicans and Democrats, I've had it with everybody. But they don't have the politicians, not all of them. There's a handful that we are fortunate enough to have on the show. But the politicians forget about the people and why they're there. It's all, and when they go on this anti-Trump message, you know what that means? I'm running for president. That's all this tells me, Frankie.
Well, you're right. I mean, in the case of, de Blasio and Cuomo here in New York and even Murphy in New Jersey, Trump is a perfect excuse not to have to do anything. You don't have to deliver anything in terms of improvement of people's quality of life. You don't have to deliver anything in terms of state or municipal services, because anything that's wrong in someone's life, you can blame Donald Trump. Now, de Blasio has taken the blame game to a new art form. The Alfred E. Newman of New York City, nothing is his problem. Any problem in New York City, it's amazing.
He blames Cuomo.
No, blames Cuomo, blames Bloomberg, blames Giuliani, and blames Trump. There is nothing in New York City that is de Blasio's fault. Everything is Giuliani, Bloomberg, Cuomo, Trump. Whatever's wrong, it's because of those guys. Subways don't work? Oh, that's because of Cuomo. There's homeless people on the street? That's because of Bloomberg. Roads are in bad shape? Oh, that's because of Giuliani. You don't like something else? That's because of Donald Trump. It is a joke, and it's really an absence of real leadership, and that's why I wasn't joking yesterday when you talked about a leader with integrity in the context of that Little Flower commercial. That's why it is so great to have a borough president like James Otto in Staten Island, because he's not all about just passing the buck. He's about kind of solving problems. That's what leadership is. Leadership is difficult, and people are willing to make sacrifices themselves if you are honest with them.
Yeah, very good point.
It's a perfect example. Well, we talked about Governor Murphy earlier in the show, where he is, we don't know where he is. We saw him at a couple of parades over the weekend for St. Patrick's Day. Meanwhile, 40,000 people are still without power in New Jersey.
Inexcusable.
He's not on TV. He's not talking about it. He's not saying, look, it's unacceptable. Yeah, he's tweeted about it a couple of times, but I want to see this
what
guy
are we doing
front
about
and center.
What are we doing about it?
Who knows what he's doing? Yeah. Nobody hears from him.
I will tell you this, and I've gone at it head-to-head with Governor Christie. So, we've gone back and forth, and believe me, we've gone after each other. But the fact of the matter is, this guy, when there was a crisis, stepped up, and I'll tell you what.
Solved problems.
The grids were fixed after Sandy, and I know it was Christie yelling at the public utility saying, hey, get this together, and until now, the grids.
But not just privately, publicly.
If Governor Murphy says, all he has to do is step and go, I am so sorry. I walked into this. I thought the grids were up and running after Sandy, and I apologize for this, but I'm going to get into it now.
He ripped his entire campaign was ripping what Christie did.
The point is,
in the 8 years of his
administration, he said anything, we would appreciate it. I know how people are. When I tell you about my gal Mo, who runs everything, she sees a transformer outside our house explode. They're still without power, and that's right by where the school is.
Yeah, right. More than
no one shows
my friend's
up.
My friend's business was without power for 4 days.
Will you walk around the board? Just crack him in the back of the head, please.
But for 4 days, my friend's business was without power in Randolph off Route 10.
More
he could not get JCP&L
the
over there.
Eye.
Oh, boy.
I'm trying to be political here. You're talking. What are you referring to?
All right, Optimus Prime.
Well, any transformer is going to just go crazy.
Once they see
Mo, that's what you tell them. Get him out of here.
Optimus Prime sees Mo, he explodes. It's a ringing endorsement for Mo's hemline, I'll tell you.
All right.
You're the worst, Frankie. You're the worst. I'm trying to give an appropriate show here. Oh, my God.
But the
God.
Point is, Governor Christie, for as much as he had his critics, Governor Christie got things done when they needed to be done.
Yeah.
He fixed problems. So far, I have not seen Governor Murphy fixing any problems. He's talking about a millionaire's tax. Not going to happen. He's talking about legalizing marijuana. Doesn't look like it's going to happen at this point. Maybe down the road.
Yeah.
But right away, it's not. He's talking about all these changes and all this money that he wants to throw at people.
Yep.
How's he going to pay
for
it?
And the good governor is welcome to join these airwaves at any time. 18 minutes after 9 o'clock. Let me fly through these phone calls where you're fired up. I see that. Big Al in Brooklyn. Good morning, Al. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. I wanted to talk about the doctor. Canceled yesterday, as far as I know. I don't know if they did anything about it. But the immigrants that are coming in today, do they fall under the same rules as the 20, 30-year-olds that were here already?
You know, that's a great question. I'm not quite sure. The immigrants that are coming in, like right now, like as they're coming in today, are they? No, I don't believe so. Because what we're talking about, what Doc is talking about, is the dreamers. So it's not the folks that are coming in now. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's the folks that are here and that have been here. So that's in regards to Doc what you're talking about. Let me go to Victor in the Brooklyn. Good morning, Victor. What are you thinking this morning?
Yeah, good. De Blasio wants 98% of the country to be on welfare. I mean, the other 2% are going to be complaining that they got to support them, and it's not going to be fair to the people.
No, listen, you're right. I hear you, but whatever you're saying, sure. I understand. But the fact of the matter is, it's not fair to those who pay taxes when you give away everything for free, and it's just to put the progressives in power. Steve in Yonkers. Good morning, Steve. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, fine, Joe. Speaking about your subject here about public officials in the forefront or not in the forefront,
yeah.
We have a new county executive in Westchester, and Mr. George Latimer. I saw him on television once, and he was inside. And by contrast, Rob Astorino,
yeah.
When he was county executive, he was there with his open shirt or his ski jacket, and he was at the snowplows or he was at the storm.
Yep.
Now, the headline of today's Journal News, big bold print says ridiculous, but what really got me is there was an article in there and said that there was a press conference yesterday with Con Edison, and the county executive's representative was there, and it says George Latimer was not at the news conference because he was under the weather. Under the weather?
Yeah, yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
But that means you got a cold?
I know.
I mean, the people in Westchester are under the weather.
Yeah.
And the county executive is under the weather, so he doesn't attend the
Understood.
Press conference with Con Edison.
Steve, great.
How do you figure that?
I can't. I don't understand it, because if you want to be a public official, first of all, who wants to be a public official? It's a calling. It's a calling to service. And listen, you got to pretty much give up your life for the 4 years that you're in, I think. Hey, Piscopo in the morning. Thank you, Steve. And we'll go to the rest of the calls when we come back. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, we want to make way for Mr. Mark Serrano and Debbie Duhame on the roads for you this morning. How are we doing thus far this morning, Deb?
A little bit messy out here, Joe. We have problems approaching the Lincoln Tunnel, 495 eastbound by Park Avenue, getting in toward Weehawken. That's an accident in the left lane, so that's causing quite a delay here, getting out toward the inbound side of the Lincoln. Still waiting at least 20 to 25 once you get past that into town. The inbound side of the Holland, still about 25, and traffic is moving solely inbound. GWB a solid 30 minutes in. 206 is still closed, getting up through Branchville, a head-on collision. Still being investigated. Eastbound Belt at Ocean Parkway, that's a crash. Right lane remains blocked. And traffic slowing down southbound Van Wyck into Union Turnpike, that's a disabled car. Brought to you by the Empire State Building. Find yourself in the center of it all. When you visit the Empire State Building, enjoy breathtaking, unmatched 360-degree views of the city and beyond. Buy your tickets online at EmpireStateBuilding.com. Open daily until 2 a.m. Today, the calm before the storm, sunny, high of 46. Tomorrow, rain and snow mixing into all snow in the afternoon. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy. .com studios. You know, buying a pre-owned car can be scary. How do you know it's safe? Was it in a flood or accident? Can you believe the mileage on the odometer? Well, on the smartwaytobuy.com, you'll find the finest collection of pre-owned vehicles in the area. And you'll find peace of mind, because every car you see on the site comes with a vehicle history and has gone through a 150-point inspection. Plus, each one comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can be confident it's the right vehicle for you and at the right price, because the smartwaytobuy.com backs up every one of their already low prices with a 110% low price guarantee. The details are all there on the site. Discover the benefits of buying your next pre-owned vehicle, the smartwaytobuy.com.
Steve Adubato here. AM 970 listeners expect smart talk. That's why I'm asking you to watch my TV show, One-on-One with Steve Adubato, for compelling conversations with great guests. So check out One-on-One with me, Steve Adubato, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET, Channel 13, that's PBS, at 1 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Syracuse opens ACC tournament play tonight in Brooklyn against Wake Forest. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join us for Orange pregame at 6:30, tip-off at 7 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's radio home for Syracuse University basketball.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer. In the air of the cat. Managers, Analytical R&D, Bridgewater, New Jersey area. Plan and prioritize analytical projects. Research, identify, recommend, and implement new technology to develop and improve products. Provide guidance in analytical techniques such as HPLC, GC, UV, dissolution, and FTIR. Send resume to Vertice Pharma Management Corp., 630 Central Avenue, New Providence, New Jersey, 07974.
Hey, it's Piscopo. I'm talking to the guy. Sorry, 924. Hey, can I tell you about Parian and Sons? I'd love to tell you about Parian and Sons. You got old jewelry. You take them to Parian and Sons in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. They will refurbish the old jewelry so it looks like new. If you got like an old pal like me, bring the old pal over at Parian and Sons. We'll refurbish the old pal. No, I'm going to Parian and Sons. We're going to go over there. We're supposed to go today, but we had to, we got to redo our schedule. I'm going to do it next week. I'm going to go to Parian and Sons, and I found these watches that I love, and I don't know what to do with them. But they're like, I'm not going to throw them away. Do I give them away? Do you just let them sit around? No, I'm taking them to Parian and Sons to refurbish the watches I have. And if you want a diamond, there's nobody that knows about the four C's, the character and the cut and the carat of the diamond, you know, the clarity of the diamond. Nobody knows that better than Parian & Sons. They've been there for almost 100 years. So you buy a diamond, you want to go to Parian & Sons on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Plus, they have that diamond back, that buyback guarantee, which I love. That's famous. The famous diamond buyback guarantee. Parian and Sons on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Katie and Lisa and Debbie are there, and Maria and Glenn Parian. It's a beautiful family. It's been there almost 100 years. Think about it. You want to go over to Parian and Sons in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, or just go to ParianDiamonds.com.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Hey, it's Jersey Joe on the radio. It's 926. Great to have you with us. Thanks for staying with us on AM 970 The Answer. AM970TheAnswer.com with Five Burrows and Albert and Debbie. Appreciate it very, very much. Streaming, by the way, on YouTube and on Facebook. We're Facebooking and we're streaming. Thank you, Matt, and thank you, George, for putting us all together here. So Mark Serrano's a buddy, CEO of Proactive Communications, senior advisor to Trump 2020. And Mark, I want to welcome you back to the show. How are you, Mr. Serrano?
Hey, Joe. Good morning. Now, look, Joe, I got an idea for these politicians.
Yeah.
With these snowstorms,
yeah,
and the outages.
Please.
They just need to go on TV, and they got to wear a coat like yours, Nanook of the North. And that will send a message that they really are doing something about these outages and these storms. That is a visual these guys need. They got to get coats like you, Joe.
I'm telling you, those big Nanook of the North jacket. You know what? If they at least would do something, at least step up, Mark, right? I mean, at least step up. Look what the president does. And I know, you know, you voted for the president. I have as well. So forgive us if we sound pro-Trump. But he showed up and he brought people into the White House. He has these listening sessions. He brings a live television camera in with Democrats and Republicans. Whether you agree with it or not, there is something being done there, Mr. Serrano. Yes?
Well, let me tell you, my friend, one of my great mentors was Michael Deaver, Ronald Reagan's image guy.
Cool.
And he was a master, a genius, an innovator in selling messages visually, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So you got your Nanook of the North jacket. You're out driving the plow. You got the shovel. And you make a point.
Take my Bernese Mountain Dog. You know? And I got the last time you were at the house, man, with Rob DeFrancesco, your guy, we're putting flowers up, you know, because we had a Kim Guadagno coming out to the house, and I go, oh, the lieutenant governor's coming, we got to put flowers, a flag, I'm getting new flags at Ace Hardware.
We all went down to Ace Hardware together, and we got the job done. That's what I'm talking about.
He did. We really did. And then, like I said, I went, oh, man, it got spring for 2 minutes, and I went, ah, I remember the days when the knuckleheads were running around.
Yeah, in the old days, I mean, you see free guys, you see Italians go into a hardware store and they're looking at shovels and rakes and stuff. You get a little bit worried, you know what I mean?
I know, yeah, exactly. Who's going to bury what?
especially wearing suits.
That's so true. We got a little problem. We got a little problem we want to take care of. Hey, you got a shovel. Thank you. Hey, Mark, you know, I have to offer condolences. Your dad, Lewis, passed away. And, you know, I apologize for not making the wake, you know.
No, don't you.
What I love, yeah. and I saw what, tell us, if you would, that your father was a cop. And thank you for your service to the great city of New York through your dad. And you're leaving such a great legacy in the name of your father. And I'm feeling for you, man. My dad's been gone 15 years, and I feel it every single day. So tell us what Bernie Kerik, former commissioner of the NYPD, did at the wake for your dad.
Well, thanks, Joe. Thanks for your condolences. So we had his memorial service in Mendham on Saturday morning when all the 96% of power in Mendham,
yeah,
New Jersey was,
yeah,
out on,
yeah,
Saturday. But the firehouse had a generator, thank God, and we were able to relocate it. Bernie comes by. He had to teach a class at West Point, but he came by just before the memorial service. I talked to him a few days beforehand. He said, "What was your dad's badge number?" And Bernie shows up on Saturday morning with a replica New York City Police Department badge number 9177.
Wow.
Beautiful silver badge with a pin that my mother can wear in honor of my dad. What a beautiful, beautiful gesture from Bernie Kerik.
Yeah.
I love him for it.
Just a beautiful thing. And by the way, the video that you put together, and I know you do a lot of work with the president's website. I'll tell you, the video you put together for your dad, that was great. If I may, and we'll get to politics in a second, Mark, 9:30 with Serrano and Piscopo on the radio. So when you put that together, you pre-recorded your dad years ago, you say, correct?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so, so grateful to have had that moment when he was still vibrant. But 6 years ago, I put him in the studio and I interviewed him about the early days and his family growing up in the Depression and how he forged his birth certificate,
yeah,
at 17 years old,
yeah,
to join the Coast Guard, and how he became a New York City mounted cop and Fort Apache, the Bronx, and then the mounted police in Central Park. And it was just, so last week I was able to produce a 5-minute video as a tribute to him. And, you know, he was able to close out his own memorial service in his own words. It was just a great blessing. What a great gift that I had that opportunity with
him. Well, we're feeling for you, brother. And listen,
thank you, my friend.
So, but back to politics on
yes,
the steel tariff. See, me and Five Boroughs, I understand where the president's going with this. It could be a negotiation, you know, a shot over the bow of China, as I read someone say. But what is your feeling with these tariffs? Because the president's being, it's probably equal. They're criticizing him, but a lot of the folks that want the manufacturing back, including some of the construction workers that listen to the show, Mark, they like what the president is doing here.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I come at this from a very interesting perspective. In 1993, I worked in support of NAFTA for big corporations.
Wow.
And I ran a major sort of campaign to support NAFTA with advertising and building support for it, and we won. Well, let me tell you something. 25 years later, I believe we lost. And I believe President Trump really tapped into a very, very critical issue in the campaign where we lost manufacturing jobs because of what ended up to be a lousy trade deal. So the president now spent a lot of time examining this very closely. I know I know personally a member of his staff who's leading this issue, and I'm telling you, he's looked at it very carefully, and he's being very, very strategic. And I have to tell you something. What are we going to do? Stick with the status quo,
yeah,
where our jobs,
yeah,
have gone overseas,
yeah. Yeah.
And manufacturing,
yeah,
is shut down,
yeah,
in Pennsylvania and Ohio and Michigan,
yep,
and Wisconsin? No.
Yep. Yep.
Donald Trump is saying we're going to be very strategic about this.
Yeah.
He's looked at it closely, and he's being extremely strategic. And I believe that he will be able to reset the trade dynamic, the lousy trade deals that we've had for decades. And it takes for him to have to make these moves, apply these tariffs to get these countries to the table. So, look, I don't believe – I think this is going to help American workers. I believe this is a very strategic approach, and we got to back the president on this entire approach.
Yeah, we agree, Mark. And you're welcome to call if you disagree, 877-970-2990. And hey, were you at the Gridiron Dinner on Saturday night, man?
No. They
It's pretty...
my white tie was in the cleaner, so I couldn't make it.
Yeah, yeah. that was pretty wild. I mean, I want to see that. Is there a video of that? Because I'm not seeing a video surface anywhere.
No, me either. But I have to tell you something. Can you imagine, Joe, if Barack Obama delivered those jokes at the Gridiron Dinner, he'd be hailed as the greatest comic of all to ever sit in the White House.
They were great.
Donald Trump had some zingers, didn't he, Joe?
It was great, especially when they said, the press is asking me, Donald Trump says, how I'm dealing with the madman in Korea. And Donald Trump said, well, that I don't know, but that's his problem, not mine, which was a great joke, a turnaround right on himself. I couldn't believe the self-deprecatory humor. See, I know him as that. And I told 100 years ago, I've told the stories 1,000 times on the radio how I knew him from as that. And it's great to see that he's coming into his own like this, you know. And
oh, I'm telling you, I agree.
Yeah, so tell
I agree. Look,
go ahead.
Look, I'm sorry. He said, look, I had everybody in the White House take a look at these jokes, you know, and consulted them, particularly Mike Pence. I mean, it's brilliant.
That was great. I'm sorry I'm late, but they couldn't clear Jared through security. That was very funny.
Great,
hey, tell us about Netanyahu before we let you go, Mark. That went well with the president yesterday, yes?
Yeah, look, this is a very, very important, special relationship. The president has renewed our relationship with Israel. It is the most important strategic relationship in the Middle East. But the president is using that relationship to forge, I think we have the greatest opportunity in 40 years for peace in the Middle East, thanks to Donald Trump's leadership and thanks to the relationship with Bibi Netanyahu.
Yeah.
I mean, let me tell you something. Donald Trump is hailed as a hero. The USA is beloved throughout Israel right now. But the president is a great negotiator. He's going to use that relationship with Bibi Netanyahu to get peace in the Middle East. I really think this is we have a totally new dynamic in the Middle East. And keep in mind, Iran is a major threat, not just to Israel, but it's a major threat to countries throughout the Middle East.
It's getting worse.
You know, the countries, and they have really organized behind Donald Trump's leadership to change that dynamic against Iran. So I think we've got a new day in the Middle East ahead.
And Jared Kushner put this front and center, you know, and that's been the Kushner.
Well, and let me just tell you something, Joe.
Yeah.
There's a smear campaign being conducted against Jared Kushner, and the reality is, he has worked behind the scenes on some of the most major issues of our time under the president's leadership.
Yeah.
And that's one of them where he's going to make a tremendous difference for America.
Yeah, you're right. Mark, listen, our condolences on the loss of your dad. How you doing? You doing okay, if I may ask?
And, you know, you've been through it. His passing was a blessing, but boy, am I going to miss him. Thanks so much for all your condolences.
Well, his legacy carries on in you, Mark Serrano. Thank you, my friend.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
God bless. 9:35 Episcopo in the morning right there, 877-970-2999. Mr. Al Gattulo, the boss, he's standing by with all the headline news on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970, The Answer.
39 degrees at 936. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City pizzerias, from Famous Ray's to Patsy's, have battled over the years for the right to use the same name as a competitor. Now, a war is in full swing between Famous Joe's Pizza and Famous Joe's Pizza of the Village. Victor Zarco owns Famous Joe's Pizza of the Village, which is not in Greenwich Village, or owned by a guy named Joe. He used to work at the other Famous Joe's Pizza and clearly wanted the name, but when he started using exactly the same design with Joe's in a red slanting script and pizza in block text with a white background, the first Joe sued. Joe Pozzoli told the New York Times, "Pizza wars in the city don't surprise him because people are passionate about pizza." Can't we just all get along? Vaping can potentially expose users to high levels of toxic chemicals. E-cigarettes have been marketed as a safer alternative to regular cigarettes. Now a study out of the University of California, San Francisco finds that carcinogenic chemicals have been found in the urine and saliva of teens who vaped. The levels were higher in teens who vaped with fruit flavors. In sports, Jordan Eberle tied the game with just over a minute left before the Islanders lost in overtime at Vancouver 4-3. Josh Bailey, John Tavares also scoring for the Islanders. They have lost 7 straight. Islanders are 4 points out of a wild card spot. They'll skate in Edmonton against the Oilers on Thursday night. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. We're going to head over to the J and the Z trains. Delays, it's all due to some ongoing signal problems. Now, traffic is still moving pretty slowly here at the inbound Lincoln Tunnel over on 495 eastbound up by Park Avenue. It's an accident as you get out toward Weehawken, and that's causing delays getting out toward the Lincoln, at least 30 in there. Outbound Lincoln 10 to 15. Holland still 25 in. GWB about 30 minutes minutes into town. Serious accident on Raymond Boulevard, right at Truck Route 1 and 9 in Jersey City. Looks like injuries involved in that one as well, so steer clear of that. Eastbound belt at Ocean Parkway, that's an accident. Right lane is blocked. And the westbound belt getting out past the Cross Island, it's a car fire. Watch for slowdowns on the westbound BQE by the LIE. That's some ongoing construction. Looks like sunshine today, high of 46. Tomorrow morning, rain and snow mixing. Then all snow by the afternoon. It's going to be really heavy in the afternoon, so be prepared for that as well. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Cece's. New crust, new sauce, New York-style pizza. Now at Cece's. Grab an extra-large slice of their new meatball pepperoni pizza and new cheesecake brownies for dessert. There's so much to love on the buffet for just five and change. Only at Cece's. Prices vary. Restrictions apply.
It's March. That means it's time for Seton Hall basketball from the Big East Tournament in New York. Join us Thursday night when the Pirates take on the Butler Bulldogs, 9:20 pregame, 9:30 tip on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I hope you'll join my friends and colleagues here at AM 970, The Answer, Hugh Hewitt, Larry Elder, and me on the 2018 Aloha Talkers Hawaiian Cruise this coming August. This is going to be an amazing journey, a great time to discuss the future of our country, all while sailing in paradise amidst the legendary Hawaiian Islands. Unlike any other cruise you've ever experienced, this will be one of the best times you've ever had. We'll sail to some of the most beautiful islands in the world. We'll see all the sights by day. Then at night, join Larry, Hugh, and me for a lively an interactive discussion on what's going on in our country while exchanging ideas about ways to chart a fresh course for our beloved nation. It's the 2018 Aloha Talkers Hawaiian Cruise. Set sail for 7 days, August 11th through the 18th. For all the details, just visit am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com or call 855-655-1335, 855-655-1335. Book your trip today.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards Program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you've gotta go to Mo's.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's 20 minutes before Mike Gallagher, 940 on AM 970, The Answer. I love telling you about MyPillow. Mike Lindell and MyPillow, promo code AM 970. Please remember the promo code AM 970. Would you do that? Would you do that for me? Because you got this from Mike Lindell. For you listening and now watching on YouTube and Facebook on AM970TheAnswer.com, 50% off the MyPillow 4-pack. That includes two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. As I my cousin Paulie. Paulie Pillow buys a pillow every week. Now you can get the 4-pack, the MyPillow 4-pack, which includes two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. You heard that right? 50% off of four pillows from Mike Lindell from MyPillow, made in the United States of America with a 10-year warranty. 10-year warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. And a great night's sleep always from MyPillow. 10-year warranty, 90-day money-back guarantee. 1-800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, or MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Due to the game, Kevin McCullough Radio, today at 4:30 p.m. on AM970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
I like this. Bob Seger, I love this. Listen to this rock and roll voice from Motor City. The great Seger, right here.
You always won every time you place the bet. You're still damn good. No one's gotten to you yet. Every time they were sure that you caught, you were quicker than they thought. You just turned your back and walked.
Still the same. Seger with Piscopo at 942 on AM 970. The Answer. See these things? I don't want to plug these things. But, you know, because I have the allergies, the allergies, whatever it is. I get the winter allergy, I get the summer allergies. I can see it in my eyes. I go, you know, it goes right down my throat. So I take these things from Walgreens, right, guys? Yeah. Waltussin cough liquid gels that I actually suggested to my friend Robert Wolf to get to Hillary because she was coughing all the time. So now I found them around because I bought them in for everybody. If you have a cough, you take
you
these.
Bought them for Frank.
I bought it for Frankie Five Boroughs.
Frank was having issues, and you gave them to Frank. And
now, I took a couple of these. I hope somebody, while they were here overnight.
Oh, never use them again. Oh, holy Josephilia. Don't touch the pen.
Did somebody put... I took them, so if I drop dead in the middle of the show, then you'll know why.
We only got 17 minutes left.
Let me see if I can hang in for that long.
18 coming up.
And Frankie,
16,
you're okay. You actually were afraid about that you had a cold, Five Boroughs.
Yeah,
and
I think I'm fighting it off. I doubled up on the Balance of Nature, and I've been taking Zicam.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to be okay. I just had an orange, get a little extra vitamin C going. And, you know, I think it's one of those things where, you know, it's just not getting enough sleep, and you get sort of run down. But I think I'm going to be okay. I'm fighting it. I'm fighting it very bravely.
What are your Sundays like alcohol-wise, if I may ask, on the air?
Because
you could drink on Sundays.
Do you
the morning till night after your show?
No. I had two whiskeys during the Oscars. That was about it. Just because I had people over whiskeys. And they were, you know.
A little excessive. Sunday night, getting ready for work.
No, he could do it. That's what I'm telling this guy. He does it, man.
I'm performing an intervention here. I'm the one who talks. I got a beer show.
Did you have the Angel's Envy? The Angel's Envy?
Oh, I meant to thank you for that. It went over big. I had some. I gave some to my brother Alex.
So big it's gone already.
Kind of a bourbon connoisseur. It's getting there.
I got to try it.
You got to come over.
He'll bring his own bottle. He's not going to drink out of yours.
So where I stay, where the station puts us, that's a hotel from 1895, and they've refurbished it since then.
So the whiskey in there is from 1895.
No, it looks like it. So I go in to this place, down on Wall Street, and the character of this place. You look in the bar. I've not been in it because I don't drink anymore. You should go there.
I've probably been there. Do you know the name of the place?
Yes, I do.
Give me your room number too. Better come up.
I will.
I want to know when we're going to Michael's. Why don't you let them know where your hotel is?
So listen, it's you know Spielberg shoots in there all the time. The great Spielberg. Wow. He shot the...
Three people are on the computer right now Googling.
Bridge of Spies. I'll tell you what. It's so... I want to just sit there and drink bourbon. I don't even drink bourbon. You go with me, maybe.
I'd love to.
You know, it's like an old world.
I think you should go there one morning before the show and see what happens.
Back in the old days, you can't tell me those disc jockeys and all the early announcers who really cut...
No. They would come in from being out the night before and go right to the... Oh, no, there were plenty of times you used to do that back in the day.
Also, I see the calls. Forgive me. I just want to catch up on things that Al and I were talking about. Mm-hmm. I did catch up on Homeland on your advice. And sometimes I watch it and sometimes it loses its track. The fact
not this season.
No, you're right. On the money. Right on the money.
The president is very much anything.
I'm sorry to interrupt. No. Anything with Mandy Patinkin.
He's tremendous. My wife loves him. She's like, come on, Saul, get him.
He's the best.
He is so good. The way they've tried to manipulate him. In the beginning of the season.
Yep.
She's off the rails. Carrie. The president seems like a complete nutbag, and her chief of staff. Oh, man.
It is. So thank you for that.
Authorizing an attack.
I had a minute before the power went out, before the cable went out from Comcast, and I watched it. I held on to it. It was great.
What I love about that show that very few shows do, it becomes predictable to the point where you think, oh, my God, this is what's going to happen. And they always seem to throw a monkey wrench in. Just when you think, all right, they're going to negotiate their way out of it, something happens that's explosive that continues to further the narrative because Carrie's dealing with one investigation. Yeah, yeah. Saul's got another end.
Yeah, yep.
But they're going to come together at some point.
You think so? All right.
Very
great.
You
heard
it
from Al. Let me go to Peter right here in New York, New York. Peter, good morning. What are you thinking this morning?
Big Apple, good morning, Joe. Terrific show.
Thank you.
What's your prediction on the Percoco trial and when will the jury return?
Thanks. I think he walks. I think he walks only because Percoco sounds like Piscopo and I don't want anybody indicted that has a name close to mine. Honestly, I don't know. And I'm going to go from Arthur Idala, the way Arthur Idala talked about Bob Menendez, saying, and he did an inkling. He didn't predict, but the great Arthur Idala said, you know, it's going to be hard to shut him down. And this seems to be like a bit of a witch hunt going after Prococo because he's so close to Governor Cuomo. So we're talking about the trial of Joe Prococo. I just have a feeling that he walks much more suited and much certainly is with a greater intelligence to comment on this is Frankie Five Burrows, the man sitting next to me. You thinking he's going down?
No, I think I agree with you. I think either he will be acquitted or there will be a hung jury and they'll have to put him on trial again. And the fact that the jury is having such a tough time coming up with a verdict is an indication that at least some people want to acquit him. But the problem is the linchpin of the case against Prococo is this guy Todd Howe. And so when the lead witness against you is proven to be a liar, he's arrested during the trial for lying and committing perjury and violating his own agreement with the government, it doesn't bode well for the government's chances. And again, the problem is in New York, so much of the conduct that Prococo was engaged in, while unethical and improper, was legal. So that's the problem. He loved to operate within this gray area.
Yeah.
So those are the two problems for the prosecution.
And don't you think, Frank, that everybody has just had it with these witch hunts?
Well, but
started
is it
with
Preet
Bharara. What the Department of Justice is doing, it has made us, and I think it has lessened the credibility of the Department of Justice the way the FBI has been handling, and not the rank and file. We love the rank and file of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, but the hierarchy in the deep state, what they're going after. And now when you see, and when I see a lot of these prosecutors and these attorneys, the U.S. attorneys, they're going after people just for their own career.
You're exactly right.
And we're feeling it more now than ever because it's coming right out of Washington.
I think you're seeing this even to some extent with the case of my attorney, Richard Luthman, who's under federal indictment in Brooklyn, who hopefully will be released on bail today. But
is he making deals for you in prison?
No.
He's not allowed to do that way?
But he's only...
But that's a good point because now as soon as I hear that,
But this is a guy, he was... The news made him a villain for operating all these fake Facebook pages, for the bombastic things that he would say about politicians, for spraying Nicole Malliotakis with the super soaker, and it was for he ticked off the DA and the chief judge, the chief administrative judge on Staten Island. So he clearly was a villain, right? That they wanted to get on something. And was he up to some shady stuff with this shell company? Maybe, but clearly not to the extent that he should be facing a life sentence and potentially not even getting bail. So I think that's what they go for, these prosecutors.
Yep.
It's money.
Yep.
It's publicity.
Yep.
It's politics and it's promotions.
That's right. And it all comes down to Russia collusion. We see it. We see the how fake this whole thing is, and I think that carries over state to state, and we're feeling it as a people. Can I go to Mario for 2 seconds? Mario, we got to go to your girl, Debbie, but I wanted to get you on the air. How you doing this morning?
Yeah. Joe, real quick. In November of last year, I went to a symposium at CW Post College.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton was the guest speaker. Steve Israel was the moderator. And he gave a symposium about his presidency, and then he took question and answer.
Yeah.
I got up and I asked him direct, Mr. President, do you think you might want to revisit NAFTA? I'm quoting, Joe. I'm quoting. We definitely have to revisit NAFTA.
Ah.
That deal destroyed the United States of America.
Yeah.
Destroyed it.
Yeah,
that was the single sugar that wiped us out.
Wow. And Clinton said it himself. And Mario knows. He's dealing with it. Thank you, Mario, for that insight. 9:51 right now. Oh, Mario's favorite
Mario.
Girl.
You know, it's a coincidence. I'm wearing the necklace and earrings that came with the roses. I'm wearing it right now. So a double thank you to Mario for the gorgeous roses and the necklace and earrings he got me for Valentine's Day. I love Mario.
In a platonic way.
Of course. He's a married man.
Don't want to get him in trouble on the air. That's all.
His wife, I'm sure, knows. I'm sure she doesn't mind at all that he sent me some roses. What a nice man he is.
We hope so, Deb. If not, and she's listening, we're in a lot of trouble. No, I'm only kidding.
I'm sure she doesn't mind at all.
No,
it's
we love you, Debbie.
It's a platonic relationship.
We all love you, Deb. 9:51 right now. Traffic with Debbie Duhaime.
A double thank you again to my man, Mario. Let's see what's happening right now as we head over to the Van Wyck, Joe. As you head southbound Van Wyck into our Union Turnpike, it's a disabled car on the ramp. It's causing quite a delay. The westbound belt slowing down out past the Cross Island. Looks like some type of a car fire. And traffic is still moving pretty slowly westbound BQE into the LIE. That's some ongoing construction. Now, alternate side parking rules, they are in effect for today. Watch for slowdown still as you head to the inbound Lincoln Tunnel. 495 eastbound at Park Avenue, getting out through Weehawken. Looks like an accident still out there. Still 30 in at the Lincoln. Over at the outbound Lincoln, 10 to 15. Holland still 25 in. GWB 20 into the upper. Better to the lower. 78 westbound slowing down out by exit 56 in Newark. That's an accident being cleared. And you're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic on 9A through White Plains. Some down cables over there. Palisades Parkway southbound exit 10 down toward Nanuet. Watch out for a collision there. One lane blocked. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Michael Medved wants the Russia investigation finished already.
It should be wrapped up quickly. And yes, it should be wrapped up by Mueller. I think the congressional committees at this point are not doing good work. None of them. Not the House Intelligence Committee or the Senate Intelligence Committee. Let Mueller finish and finish quickly.
The Michael Medved Show. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. You heard me talking about spider crickets in my basement. They were so creepy to me. Well, a package arrived at my doorstep from Plug-In Pest Free. Well, I plugged in my Pest-Free Pro, and now my pest problems are a thing of the past. The spider crickets are gone. It was that simple. Plug-In Pest-Free is completely non-toxic, environmentally friendly, no fumes, no smell, no fuss, no mess. Plus, it's long-term and cost-effective. Forget about those expensive ongoing yearly chemical treatments. Your Plug-In Pest-Free Pro has a one-time cost of only $249, saving you a ton of money. Visit GoPestFree.com. That's GoPestFree.com. Promo code Joe20 for 20% off and free shipping. GoPestFree.com. Promo code Joe20 before this offer expires. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
Happy Tuesday to you all. Listen, spring is right around the corner. And folks, if you're thinking about starting a weight loss program, I'm urging you, give Calitrin a try. I feel great because Calitrin works for me. No drugs, no stimulants, it's all natural, and the best part is, it's so easy to use. You just take it before bedtime, it works on you while you're sleeping, and it helps you to lose weight. And if you don't believe me, and plus, it's helping me sleep a little bit better, too. And if you don't believe me, our friend Elizabeth is back on the line. She's going to give us some more info. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Yes, Calitrin is so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, of course, it's proven for weight loss, scientifically proven. You can go to toploss.com. Check it out for yourself. We even have a side benefits tab on there, so you can click on that and read up on how it's proven for better sleep, less joint pain, more energy. You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism, turn it back into that fat-burning machine that it wants to be, and you feel good while you're doing it, like you said, because you're doing it the right way, the way your body wants to.
And that's right. Now, give Calitrin a call right now at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or toploss.com. If you use the promo code AL, you'll get 10% off. That's 1-833-TOP-LOSS or toploss.com. Just use the promo code AL for 10% off.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Sunshine mixing with clouds today, high 46. Becoming cloudy this evening, followed by some snow overnight mixed with rain along the coast and in the city, low 34. Tomorrow will be cloudy with wet snow of varying intensity mixed with rain along the coast and on Long Island. Increasingly windy later tomorrow. Snow will accumulate 6 to as much as 12 inches around the region, with 3 to 6 inches just to the east of the city and along the New Jersey coast before snow ends tomorrow night. The high tomorrow, 37. Thursday, clouds and sun, blustery and quite chilly, high 44. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe Lumberg. Thanks for your pictures, too. Great email pictures. This man is a marathon man. 956. Okay, I got you. 5 minutes. I got 5 minutes. I'll give you after 10 o'clock. After 10 o'clock, first five callers, next 5 minutes. Hello. First five callers, next 5 minutes. If you call 855-621-9949, all European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter for Blue 22 Toyota. Why do I sound like Charles Brunson all of a sudden? I'll tell you, if you just call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. And while you are over there, I would suggest humbly that you check out Mr. Alex Cancella. You say, are you the general manager? Alex will say, yes, I am. I'm the general manager. I heard you on the Piscopo show. Mr. Cancella, what can you do for me? He will give you 0% APR.
APR financing, up to 72 months for qualified buyers. How about that? Then you got to check out the brand new state-of-the-art service center at Route 22 Toyota on North Broad Street and Hillside, and I'll become a rewards member, eligible for free lifetime oil from Route 22 Toyota. In the meantime, first five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949, free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Christopher Cross.
Hey, my favorite.
1981. Oh. It's right in your wheelhouse.
Ah, I see the calls. Do I do the calls? How much time we're going?
No,
I see, I see the calls go away. I see them. I want to grab them. I want to embrace you, Trudy's 50,000 watts and streaming around the world.
We can keep going on the live video stream and take a couple of calls there if you want.
Sure.
I have beer interviews.
You know, he's got a beer interview. You listen to this guy. And we have a great new sponsor that I'm meeting after the show. And then we got some more business after the show. No, it's nonstop. I thought you could do the radio show and go home. It don't always happen that way.
Never.
No. Hey, and that's the David way we Lee like it. We ain't going anywhere. Way. Thank you, guys. Thank you, George. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Celia. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, everybody, for working on the show. Frankie Five Burrows, thank you. Albert, thank you. Most of all, thank you for watching. Thanks for listening. And we're coming back tomorrow. And make it a great day, please, because you deserve it.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.